Okay, so we're holding Bez Hashem Klal Vav Din Hey. In my edition, it's page Kuf Chavav. So he says, V'yata Nazar L'Nineinu V'mashikasav N'Besif Beis. Da'afilu Shmias L'Shanaru Yisa Taira Hayna Leilach L'Shmaya. So he says, that which there's an Yisar Mina Taira, in order to, if a person would just even listen to,
thanks,
to Lashon Hara. He says, "Hainu leilach v'lishmaya." That's talking about if a person goes to listen to lashon hara. Avlim yosha bechaburas anoshim shiniskabtu linyan ma. But if a person is sitting at a table with a group of people, that they're there for a chasana, v'eschilu ledabe dvarim asurim, and now suddenly one of them started talking lashon hara. V'hu mishaer shedivrei teichachtoi loyoy lehem uuma, and he figures that if he would try to give the Musar, it's not going to help. Which we'll see, sometimes it's sometimes you shouldn't give the Musar. So he says, "Im efshalei leilach mimsibasam," if you're able to get up and leave and suddenly you need to find another table, "Oy lahaniach etzboi ba'aznav," or even better, the person puts his fingers in his ears. So mitzvah rabbahu oise bozeh. So then he's doing a big mitzvah, k'moy shamru chazal b'ksubis. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made pointed fingers. They should fit in well. Avali mi efshalo li shamed misibasa, but if he can't leave, hu mishayer ba'atzmai, she'etz ezu da'anochas etzboi bo'oznav, gamkein, koshaloi ma'oid, b'nei shilagu olav, and putting his finger in his ears is very difficult because he feels that they're going to ridicule him, and therefore he's not up to the task of putting his fingers in his ears. Ubavade loyas eitzazu. So, even though I'm recommending, the Chafetz Chaim says that's what I'm telling you you should do, but I know you're not going to listen. So he says, if you're that kind of a person, so then al kolponim yira'oz lazariz azatzmai, a person should be mizariz himself, gird himself, lahamid al nafsha beis tzorokazu. In other words, the Chafetz Chaim is picturing you've been attacked by muggers. That there are people now who are throwing lashon hara at you. So he says, so you have to be lahamid al nafsha beis tzara. This is a time of tzara. It's a time of danger, time of a problem for Klal Yisrael. V'lil chay milchemes Hashem. And you have to be ready to do battle, a battle of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Yitzray with his Yitzhara. Kidei shlo yikoshel al kolponim b'isa d'iraisa shel shmias v'kabolos lashon hara. Now, you're in a very dangerous situation now. You could be over in Isa Deraisa of listening to Lashon Hara. Even if you don't believe it, but just listening to Lashon Hara. It's a question of an Isa Deraisa. So he's saying, notice there are other inyanim that the Chafetz Chaim is hinting to us, that the Chachamim said that if a person is in such a situation, he should put his finger in his ear, right? Or a person should get up. So those are other inyanim which we'll see. But the actual lav min ha-Torah of listening to Lashon Hara, so the person now is in great danger. So Chavetz Chaim over here tells us amazing tzushtel to another Gemara, and he says the following halacha. So he says, so what should he do in such a case? So the first thing is yachlit benafshei beheskim gomush loy lahamin ledivi hagnushim misapin al chavreim. The first thing is, even though the words are going to enter his ears, that he has to be machlit. He's making himself, I don't believe what these wicked people are saying. Why should I believe what a wicked person says? I mean, even a kosher witness in Eid Echad is not ne'eman on certain things. So a person who just sits and speaks Lashon Hara, a person who does such an Aveira, for sure I'm not going to believe him. And the second is, lo yeh nicha loy b'shmias sipureim asurim ha'ila. He should not be content with hearing these words. You know, it's feeling good. This is taka, I'm stuck. And it's interesting. This is taka interesting stuff. This is taka nice stuff to hear. So you shouldn't be nicha with shmias sipureim hasurim ha'ila. So he says, if that's the second condition. And there's the second condition is, I don't have an intent to listen to what these people are saying. I don't want to listen to them. I'm not interested in what they have to say. And that's an amazing chiddush the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, which we'll see is based on the Gemara. Now, if a person is hearing Lashon Hara, but he says, I don't have any intent to listen to it. You know, I wish I wasn't in the situation that this was happening. That's the second kavana. So the first is, I'm not believing what I'm hearing. The second is, I'm not happy with this situation. I wish I was not in this situation. I wish those words would stop coming into my ears. And the third is, Gam yamid al atzmai, a person has to take hold of himself. Shlo laharos lifnei ha-mesaprim shum tenua. He should not make any movement, she'iroi mimena, that it should seem, shehu maskim l'divrayim. In other words, if you smile at what they're saying, then you're showing that it's okay with what you're okay with what they're doing. Ach yeshev ke'evan duma. He should sit like a stone. Vim yucha laharos lifneim panim nizomim. And if he's able to show an uncomfortable or an upset face, she'avinu mimena shehu'enu maskim l'divrayim ha'havolim, that they understand. As he makes makes some kind of face that shows, I'm not happy with what's being said here. That for sure is much better. So the Chofetz Chaim said that if you're at a place where people are sitting and speaking Lashon Hara, what you should do is you should get up, move to a different table. He says if you can't do that, then you should plug your ears. If you can't do that, then, as the Chofetz Chaim will tell us soon, he doesn't mean to say it's okay if you don't do it, but he means we're trying to minimize the Isser as much as possible. So the Chofetz Chaim says, on the step that he said is that you figure that your words of Musa are not going to help over here. So the Chofetz Chaim in the Be'er Mayim Chaim says in Sifkot and Tes, Dim hoye moyel ha'echacha. Because if you would tell them, you know, stop talking Lashon Hara, so it would help. Then you have a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah to give them Musa. Like it says in Masechta Shabbos in plenty of places. Veda, but here we're talking about the kanei rinan shumishar lufiyan shechabura. What he understands is that if he would say something, that if he would give them Musa, Lo daish lo yishum tikun, not only is it not going to stop them, but o ye kilkul mizeh, that they'll be even more upset. Shebegoiva apam, with their anger or their arrogance, yiganu oisayd yoisim achmazeh. Yeah, we shouldn't talk about him. You should just know what he does. He does X, Y, and Z. So if anything, what you're doing is going to cause them to be doing more averes. Shebeifin zeh bavadi also loichicham. If by giving them musa you're going to make them do more averes, you're not allowed to. Kihu bichlal. So it's interesting how he, the Chofetz Chaim, shtel su, it says that al yisaper odem mishvachah shel chaver shmitech shvachay harei zboli leid nusai. That don't praise somebody under certain circumstances, especially in a circumstance where there's people that don't like him. Don't praise this person, because if you're going to praise him in front of them, they'll say, you think he's such a nice guy? You should only know what he did. So therefore, by saying the praise, you're actually bringing about a Lashon Hara. So don't praise. So surely, so he says, if by you giving Musar, you're going to cause them now to be more upset and really to start by schmutzing this guy, so then you're not allowed to give them Musar. Kihu b'chlal ha'yisapro adem shvachai, v'ochinami. Kivin shemitoch shu mezarzim shelo leganhoso. By telling them not to say Lashon Hara, hey, megan noisi yoiser, they are going to say even more, b'vadi osa lechichim, then for sure you're not allowed to give them Musar. But what happens if they're not going to listen? They're not going to be upset and they're going to go even more. But they're just not going to listen. In such a case, even if they don't listen, but they're not going to react the opposite way, also in such a case, you should then give them Musa. And that he tells us, and then even if the person is not going to listen, there's not svara of mutav shu shaygigin, that it's better they should do it without knowing that doing an aveira of that than to do an aveira, because something which is an open thing in the Torah, then we don't have that rule, and therefore you should give them musar even if they're not going to listen. But if by giving them musar they're going to say more lashon hara, then you shouldn't give them musar.
That's okay. It always